is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Arbitrator has awarded $80 million from Goldman, the financial firm, to the National Australian Bank for deceptive mortgage practices in 2008. Mohamed Morsi, ousted but elected president of Egypt after the revolution, was sentenced to death based on deaths at a prison riot. Asheville, North Carolina is considering restrictions on street music performers because of the sheer numbers involved. City of Los Angeles has sued Wells Fargo Bank for pressuring employees of its retail bank to commit fraudulent acts such as opening consumer accounts without approval of the consumer in order to meet sales goals. Wages for the typical graduate of four-year college have dropped more than 7% since 2000. In a sign that support for capital punishment can no longer be taken for granted among Republicans, a bipartisan group of legislators in Nebraska has backed a bill to eliminate it there. ACTS Act makes tens of millions of dollars annually by offering diplomas and degrees online through hundreds of fictitious schools. Fake accreditation bodies and testimonials lend the schools an air of credibility. But when customers call, they're talking to ACTS Act sales clerks in Karachi, Pakistan. Among the 20 metropolitan areas where unemployment fell by at least 2.7 percentage points in 2014, 16 of them also saw their workforces shrink, meaning workers left the area in hopes of jobs elsewhere. Half of those were either in Michigan or Illinois, including Detroit, Decatur, Flint, and Rockford, Illinois. New businesses opened by women fell to 36.8%, the second lowest level in 20 years. New York City is considering an amnesty program for some of its 1.2 million outstanding warrants. Tens of thousands of protesters hit the streets of Macedonia over government wiretap revelations. Ireland is going to the polls to decide whether to put a guarantee of marriage equality in their constitution. USDA has approved a certification process determining that products are non-GMO created by SunOpta, a Toronto-based company with most of its operations in the USA. Reddit, the popular online message forum, has updated its policies to explicitly prohibit harassment against users. Voice of People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and his bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and KABF FM 88.3 at www.kabf.org.